Okay, Shalom Rabbi, so today's daf is Irvin daf Pei Hei. By now, if you can't tell, we should start Mitzvah Shem, making plans for a Siyum, for a big party. Definitely a tremendous chus. We're within 3 weeks of finishing the Sechaz Irvin. Definitely an amazing accomplishment for anybody who started at the beginning, and even if you joined in the middle, Irvin is not as an easy Masechta, as perhaps you've noticed by the last couple of lot. Today is not really no different. Well, we get to the Mishnah. I guess it gets a little bit easier, change of topic. But Irvin is no simple matter, so I hope you're already planning on a big celebration when we get there. But we do have to get there, and today's daf is not the easiest. So let's continue. Let's pick up where we left off on daf pedalat of a base. The last thing we'd mentioned, again, we've been talking about really overarching, if you go back to Pei Gimel on the base, we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. We had the case of whether we've been discussing mirpesets, or really chatzeros, that if you have two ways of using an item in the middle, if it's we basically usually give the item that's between the two chatzeros to the place that's nichetash mishta. It's if it's easier for them to use it, whichever chatzer is easier to get at the area in question, so that area is going to be shaykh to that chutzar, and then it will be governed based on whether there's an Erev in that chutzar or not. We had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in the case where you have Zeb is Shilshul and Zeb is Riko, where one chutzar has to lower something onto the area in question, and the other chutzar has to throw something onto the area in question. Yesterday we had said something in the name of Shmuel. It's good to go over this case again because it's going to have impact on us today. Right, so let's just start a little bit like basically halfway through the blot on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Kihad Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. But this is had actually not been necessarily related to that machlokas. Right, Abaye had said that when two areas are within 10 tefachim of each other, so they will aser each other, regardless of whether it is it's nichatesh mishta, if it's easy to get from one place to the next. If they're within 10 tefachim of each other, so the two shuyos, so the two areas are going to aser on each other unless there's an area between the two of them. So he tried to prove it from this case over here. Kiyadam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Gaga Samach L'Rishus HaRabim. If you have a roof that is next to the Rishus HaRabim, as we explained, there's a house on three sides. On three sides there was a chatzar, and on the last side there was a Rishus HaRabim. So obviously the roof is next to the Rishus HaRabim in some respect, and also there's also a mirpeset, and the mirpeset that goes to the roof that also uses the roof. So you have the mirpeset and the Rishus HaRabim that both use this roof. So that we had said that tzarech sulam kavua la'atiro. If there's a permanent ladder from the aliyah, meaning the second floor, to the roof, that will allow you to carry from the mirpeset to the roof, because that's already showing that you don't want, right, if it's a permanent ladder, so then it shows that there's a permanent connection between the mirpeset and the roof, meaning that's not necessarily shayach to the Rishus HaRabim. So that's how you would allow carrying from the mirpeset to the roof. However, sulam kavua in sulam arai lo, but a temporary sulam would not be good. Right, my time. Oh, why is that? La mishum tekemen tocha sarah da adadi kaimen asra na adadi. Must be because the mirpeset and the Rishus HaRabim, which both have access to the roof, right? Even though the mirpeset has easier access to the roof than Rishus HaRabim, right? Since they're within 10 tochim of each other, so they're going to aser on each other, right? Regardless of whether you have an easier mode of use from one area as opposed to the other, right? As we have in this case, but with the mirpeset, it's easier to get to the roof from the mirpeset than the Rishus HaRabim, yet they still aser on each other. So the Gemara had said, no, actually that proof for Rabbi is not so good, because Maskev Lel Rav Papa, Evidilma, Kisharab Mikatvin, Olav Bekumta Vesudra. That it could be that no, that it's not that the mirpeset is easy to get to the roof, and the Rishus HaRabim has to throw items onto the roof. And the roof is low enough and close enough to the Rishus HaRabim where the people will put their hats and their scarves, or their hats and their handkerchiefs or whatever it is, on the roof. And it's therefore it's not a case of nichetash mishta and Zrika. It's not a case where one is using a Pesach and one is throwing their items on top, but rather it's a case where both of them have equal ease of use to get to the roof, and therefore it has nothing to do with Abaye at all. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now, let's say something similar to what we just talked about. Now, finally, this is today's daf. Shmuel said, Borsha bein shtei chatzeros. If you have a pit between two chatzeros, the case is that, as Rashi explains, that the chatzeros are walled off. And again, they're opposite from each other. They're walled off. And then you have, like, a path in the middle, meaning almost like a mavui in the middle, and a bor, and a pit. And both of them, meaning a pit of water. And both of the chatziros, both the people in the houses that are in the chatziros, are going to try and get at this water. And since it's, again, it's used by both of them, so then you have to figure out, oh, what's the deal with the eruv situation. So, bor bein shtei chatziros, if you have a pit that's between two chatziros, so muflekes mikol dozeh arba, umikol dozeh arba, if it's four tfachim, right? Not almost four tfachim away from each wall, meaning it's four tfachim away from each of the chatzeros. So zem mosiziz kol shu umemale, zem mosiziz kol shu umemale. All you need to do is put out a little ziz, a little panel of some sort, and then you can use again. It's lowering from the house to the pit. But as long as you have some sort of panel over there, some sort of ziz, some sort of like, you'll see in a second, it doesn't have to be a panel, some sort of little ledge over there, so then that's going to allow you to take water from the pit to the chatzer, to either chatzer. And Rav Yehuda didei amar, Rav Yehuda himself, again, he quoted this in the name of Shmuel, but Rav Yehuda himself said, afilu kanya, even a reed, meaning you don't really need a ledge or a panel or whatever it is, as Rashi says over here, the point is simply let's see the Rashi over here, right, afilu kanya, Rashi says a couple of words smack in the middle of the daf, afilu kanya, the little minker kule hai shari, right, it has to be just noticeable. Yeah, you're making like a reminder for people to remember that you're not going to mess up in other scenarios. I mean, something that is noticeable, right? Just you should realize that something like this could be questionable. So again, this is a case where they're using the airspace, right? Both chatzeros, they're not using the path or the pit itself, but they're really, both of them are using a shared airspace over an area. So the question is, does a shared airspace connect these two chatzeros that they will aser, each other without and Erev. And so Shmuel seems to say that that's fine, that really it's not, the airspace does not aser. All you need is some just like a little reminder, right, to kind of like, to make sure that people remember that, you know, there could be an issue, etc., etc. But I mean, that in general, like when there are two chatzeros that are using a shared area, they do need some sort of Erev arrangement. But here, since it's the airspace, they don't, but okay, we just want to remind them of the whole concept of Erev. And so the Amar Leah Bailer of Yosef, right, Hadra of Yehuda, De Shmueli, right? This statement, again, I guess he didn't have the Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel text. So he said, this statement of Rav Yehuda is Shmuel's Shita, meaning he got it from Shmuta. Did Rav, right? Because if it was Rav's Shita, again, we had mentioned earlier in the Masechta that Rav Yehuda had two Rebbeim, Rav and Shmuel. It's pretty good. So he quote them both all the time. So, and sometimes if you didn't hear from who he said, so they had to discuss and figure out from where Rav Yehuda got this from. So Abaye said that that this Rav Yehuda is Shmuel Shita, Did Rav, because if it would have been Rav, Ha'amar Ein Adam Osra Chavir Derech Avir. Rav himself had said that airspace does not aser, does not combine two chatzeros. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Mehecha. So where do they get? That is from Shmuel, meaning where Mecha Tezi. So the Gemara says, Ile Mameha, if you'll tell me, it's from what we just mentioned a few minutes ago, Dama Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, Gaga, Samaklushus Rav Nitzarach, Sulam Kavulat Yiro. Right, that case over there, right, what we mentioned at the beginning of today, that's why I read it earlier, right, we chazered on Amad Beis. Right, so again, how does the Rishus Rav use the roof? Right, through the air, right, through the Avir, right, Derech Avir. So apparently you see that Shmuel says that it would be Aser. Gemara says, no, Dilma Karav Papa, maybe it's not like that. They're not using it through the air space. And maybe like we answered, Rav Papa said that no, they're just, it's low enough that they're leaning their hats and their scarves on it. So it's not that they're throwing it all the way up, three stories up and it's landing on the roof. So that can't be the source of Shmuel, saying that things will be Aser through the airspace. It's Elameha. It must be from this. Ze motzi. Again, the other case we quoted a minute ago. Ze motzi ziz kol shum emale. Ze motzi ziz kol shum emale. Right? As long as you have the two chateros that are over this pit of water, so they put out a little ziz. Each of them put out some sort of panel or whatever, and then they can use the airspace and get the water. The only reason they put is that they can do it is because they put out the panels. Right, now the low afik, but if they didn't, so then amrina not them oser al chavir or they're a chavir. According to Shmuel, he would say that yeah, the airspace, the shared airspace of both chatzeros will answer without making an eruv between the two. Chatzeros. And talk in that case where there's a wall between both chatzeros, so there could be that you can't actually make an eruv. That would aser straight up. Right? Sometimes when the Gemara here in Eruvin says that they'll aser, right? At least in terms of the talking about chatzeros, so the implication is, yeah, okay, unless they put out an eruv. Here, maybe, again, tzarachin, but it could be that since there's a wall, that each chatzer has a wall, so it could be that you can't make an eruv because they're not combinable. Okay, either way, so that's where Shmuel holds that the avir, a shared airspace, will combine, or not combine, but it will aser one chatzer on another. Udurav mehecha, what about Rav Shita, that they do not aser each other through the airspace? So where did you get that from? So Ile mehecha, if you'll tell me from this Mishnah that we're going to learn in a little bit. We actually quoted it yesterday, right? Shtei gzuz taros zulamala mizu. If you have two mirpesets that one on top of the other, right? If they made, and they, again, they want to get water. There's water underneath. There's fresh water underneath. You have two ledges. The one on top of the other. So they made a mechitza for the top one, meaning they drilled a hole in the top one, and they made mechitza so that, you know, again, we said gunach is that they can use the airspace. I shouldn't want to say the word airspace because we've been using that, but they use the space underneath the merpeset to get at the water. I mean, they cordon it off. They make a proper mechitzas, and they're able to lower a bucket into the water from the top mirpeset, but they didn't do that for the bottom one. Right, so the top one is all fixed up, ready to go. You can lower a bucket into the fresh water from the top one. But the lower one doesn't have that. So then, shtei nasuros achiyarvus. You need to make an eruv. Right, so you need to make an eruv to join the two together. If Amar Vidam Rav, and Rav Huna said that, Rav said, Loshano el besmucha, that's only if they're next to each other. Aba mufleges arbab, if they're four tvachim away, el yonu muteres b'tachton asura, the upper one is mutter to use to get the water, and the bottom one cannot. So maybe that's the case where Rav said that they won't be joined by their airspace, because even though they have a shared airspace, we see that the top one is mutter to use the bucket to go all the way down into the water and pick it up. So it says, no, maybe that's different. Right? Because the game of the Lezeb is Rikov is Shilshul, Lezeb Shilshul, the Chud. What's the case? It's not that one of them, right, that it's an equal use of the airspace. The top one can just lower the bucket, that's Bishilshul. But the bottom one, right, what's the lower Chutzer have to do? It has to go up and then down. Right, it has to go zrika. You have to throw. You have to jump or whatever it is. You have to, if you can imagine, throwing a fishing line or a bucket. He has to throw it up to the top balcony and then it threw the hole down. So maybe that's two steps. Kalazeb zrika was a pesach dami. Maybe that's comparable to a case where there's nichat eshmishta, that it's much easier for one rishus to use the area than the other rishus, and therefore we're going to grant that. The area in question, here it's a body of water, but whatever it is, we're going to grant the area in question to the place which is can use it easier. So maybe over there, that's why we allow the top one to use the water, not the bottom one. It has nothing to do with the airspace at all. So it says, it must be Elameha. So rather, it's from here, from this thing of Rav. Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravu Amrav. Shnei Batim V'Shalosh Churvos B'neim. Very interesting case where you have two houses and there are three ruins between each one of them. Right, again, the Gemara is going to originally assume that they're lined up one next to each other. So you have house 1, A, ruin A, B, and C, and then house 2. So Zemishtamish B'samach Shalo Adei Zrika, Zemishtamish B'samach Shalo Adei Zrika, each one can use the ruin next to it through Zrika, through throwing. Right, again, one can use A, and two can use C. If I am Tzai Aser, but the middle one is Aser. So that could be the reason, because they have a shared airspace, But they don't answer each other. Meaning, theoretically, you could the house number two could get to chatzar number one, chatzar number letter A through throwing. So you have a shared airspace, but it's not going to answer. Right? So two can go into C and one can go into A, even though the other houses could theoretically get to the other ruin through the airspace. They're not going to answer on each other. So that's what we see that Rav holds that the airspace does not answer one area onto the other. So Gemara says, one second. Yosef Rav Brona v'gamar l'lahashmait says, Rav Brona was learning this sugya, and Amar Elay Rabbi Elazar, should be Rabbi Elazar, well, it's a discussion whether it's Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Elazar, so let's say Rabbi Elazar. Bar Be Rav, Talmud of Rav's base medrash. Ha Rav, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? Amar Elay In. So Rav Brona said, yeah, he quoted, that's what he said. So Achav Elay Hashbizeh, so Rabbi Elazar, again, we had this once before in the Masechta, he said, show me where he lives. As he said, so Achvele, so Rav Brona showed him, and Rav Elazar came, also looking at the Rav, Amar Le, Amar Mar Hach, he said, Rav, did you really say this? I said, Amar Le, and he said, yeah. So Amar Le, so this is what Rav Elazar was so bothered by, but what are you talking about? But you're the one who says, Hamar Hu Da Amar, you're the one who says, Lazeb Shal Shal Zeb Zer Gesh Neim Asurim, that if one Chatzar can get to an area, a given space, through throwing, and one of them can get to it through lowering, so then they're both Aser. Right? That's case over the same case over here. Right? One Chazar can get into, let's take the nearest ruin to the left. So house number one can just lower down, right, whatever items you want from into the ruin. The other house, which is on the other side, can still throw through it because there are no walls here. It's a ruin. Right? So one can use through lowering, one can use the area through throwing, and both of them are Aser. And that's what you said, Rav. So Rav said to him, what are you talking about? Don't understand it as if there are three churvos, one next to each other. It's like a handy-dandy little picture over here inside the Gemara itself. Mi savers the kaima kashura. It's not that the ruins are in a row. Lo, the kaima b'kachatsuva. They're positioned like either a cross or like a tripod or whatever it is. Meaning that you have two ruins and a wall in the middle. Right? Though again, those ruins obviously are next to chatzar one, next to house number one, house number two. But the third ruin spans the entire area and it borders on both house number one and house number two. So that's why it's going to be mutter. Because it's not one b'shilshul and one b'zrika. Both of them are by shilshul. Both of them are can lower down into this area. So therefore, since it's equal use by both of them, then it's going to be aser by each one. Okay. Amalei Rav Papa the Rava, Rav Papa said the Rava, Lema Shmuel Les Leid the Rav Dimi. If you're telling me that Shmuel says that airspace is going to aser to Shuyos, so maybe Shmuel doesn't hold the Rav Dimi. This is something we quoted much earlier in the Masechta and several times since. And also Masechta Shabbos, Tichi Aser Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, so he said, he quoted Rav Yochanan, and he said, "B'makom she'ein bo arba al arba." If you have a space in the middle of Rishus HaRabin that is not dalet al dalet, so mutar lefnei Rishus HaRabin lefnei Rishus HaYochid lakasef alav. Right, b'vachel yachlifu. By the people passing by, right? If it borders, borders on Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabin. So both the people from the Rishus HaRabim and the people from the Rishus HaYochid can use this makom p'tur, as long as they don't carry an exchange from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, they're still allowed to use this area. But what's going on over here? What are you talking about? There's still an airspace, right, that's above this area, the area in question. If Shmuel is telling me that a shared airspace between the Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim should be usher. So the Gemara says that no, Shmuel holds that Rav Dimi, meaning it's mutter. But why, therefore, do you need, if, for example, in the case where you have overlooking the pit of water, why do you need to have these little panels or a reed or whatever it is? Because Hasan Rishus the Araisa, because there, Tom Rishus Yachar Rishus Arabim, so those are the Araisa stuff, Rishuyos. And so therefore, we're not going to reinforce that with an extra gzeira that the airspace will restrict it. Right? By the case of the other case, by the water, etc., but that's talking about rishuyos derabanan, chatzeros, mavui, right? We said all those are technically rishuyos midaraisa, but all the concept of erevin, that's all derabanan. And therefore, Chazal wanted to be machzik, the din of the Rabbanan, so therefore they asked even in a shared airspace between two chateros or whatever it is. Amalei Ravina, the Rava, Ravina said the Rava, mi amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that, argue on Shmuel, that the airspace does not aser, does not combine and mess up two chateros? Vayitmar, he said, one second, we learned that Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidi, Rishu Zerabim, if you have two houses on each side of Rishu Zerabim, right, one on each side, Rabbah, Ravuna, Amarav, Asher Lizrog Mizelezet, but you're not allowed, according to Rav, you're not allowed to throw from one house to the other. Right, you have a catch, you throw around a baseball, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, from one house to the next, if it goes over Rishu Zerabim. Shmuel, Amar, Mutter Lizrog Mizelezet, Shmuel said that it was Mutter. So, the Gemara said, right, again, in Echinabi, there's also a stira in Shmuel, meaning, obviously, in the case, again, we said, we just mentioned that it's a din of Daraisa, din of Darabanan, right, so the Gemara now is asking, in terms of Rav, even though technically this does knock out Shmuel as well, again, we would just answer like we just did a minute ago. But either way, the question is on Rav, why would Rav really, Rav seems to aser throwing from one house to the next, right, that seemingly implies that the airspace does combine, and does aser two chatzeros to each other. So later, Rav said back to Ravina, "Lav mi ukimna demili dechad umitati dechad." Already explained it that the case is, or one house is high, is tall, and one house is low down. Meaning it's not a straight throw. Right? It's already it's like a 45-degree angle throw. It's probably a bad angle. I'm not sure. Again, my math is terrible, but it's not a straight. Straight throw, it's you're throwing down or you're throwing up. And Zimnin de Migandar Vinofil Vasi Le Suye. And Rav says there it's usher because you might miss. But Echanami, if you're throwing a baseball across, having an easy catch, Rav would say it's probably fine. But here the case is where it's not an easy throw. It's down, it's up, it's angled somewhat. So we're nervous that the item will go into the Rosh Hashanah. And then obviously we have issues of carrying, etc. So that's why Rav would aser in that case. Okay, if that was a tough couple of lot, and it definitely was for me, we have a new Mishnah. It's always good in the Daf Yomi. We always find that after a couple of tough dapim, you get a change of pace, a change of topic. Says the Mishnah, "Anosin es eruvu bebeis shar achsadrim or peset." Something we quoted already in the Masechta. If you put your eruv in a gatehouse or like a porch or a merpeset, eno eruv, it's no good. And we'll see the concept is that you have to put the eruv in a house in the chatzer, right? So these three things do not qualify as a house. Vadar sham, and if you live there, eno osar alof. And similarly, they're not a house. Therefore, if someone lives there, they're not considered a member of the chatzer to aser the rest of them if he forgets to join in the eruv. Beis ha-tevin, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-itzim, beis ha-odzros. But let's say you have a granary or a stables or a storehouse for wood or a storehouse in general, like a silo. Areze eruv v'hadar sham oser. That does count as a dwelling place. You can put the eruv there, and if someone lives there, so that will oser if he does not join in the rest of the eruv. Rav Yehuda omer em yesh sham tefizas yad shel ba'al habayis. If, whatever reason, the Baal HaBayis is renting it out, so usually it goes based on the renter, the person living there, but if the Baal HaBayis has some sort of tefisa yad, he's still holding onto some area, right, he still owns, I don't know, a corner of the silo, or whatever it is, a couple of barns in the stable, so then he is, what's it called? Then the guy living there does not aser, because it's considered to still be the rishos of the one who owns it. Okay. Amar Rav the brother of Shmuel bar Shilas. Kol makom she'amru hadar sham eno oser, hanosen es eruvo eno eruv. Excuse me. The Gemara, just in case you didn't catch it, so it spells it out for you. The Mishnah will say that if you live there, it's not going to aser the other people in the chatzer if you forget to join with the eruv. So that also means that it's not a good place for an eruv. Meaning that goes hand in hand. Right? Either it's considered a house, and therefore, if you live there and you don't join the Erev, you mess up the Erev for everybody else. Or it's not considered a house, and therefore, if you live there you're not considered part of the chatzer, and you're not going to mess up the Erev, and also you're not allowed to put the Erev there, because it has to be in a house, chutz, except for the case of a beis shar, the yochid, except for the case of a gatehouse, where you have one person living in the chatzer. When it's really one person living in one house, or one, I guess just the gatehouse in the chatzer, right, that's going to be good enough. That's going to be fine. Rashi over here, Rashi over here explains it simply that the gate, you know, you could live in a gatehouse, right? It's structurally feasible. It does technically pass for a house, right? Just nobody usually lives there. So therefore, if you do, so then that's gonna qualify as a house. And so too, similarly, if any place the Chachamim said you can't put an Erev anywhere, then you are allowed to put a Shtuf Mavos there. Chutz me'avir mavli. As we'll see in a second, the Shtuf has to be in the Chotzer that borders the Mavli. So if you're not allowed to put an Erev there, because the area does not qualify as a house, so then it must be in the chatzer, and therefore it qualifies as in the chatzer if you put the shtuf of avos there. And the one exception to this is the avir hamavui, is the airspace of the mavui. That's no good. I mean, you can't put the shtuf of avos in the airspace. The Gemara says, "My kamash malan, what are you teaching me? Tanina, we already learned this. Hanosin this eruv is our mishnah. Hanosin this eruv beves hashar achsadrim repasas enu eruv eruv hushal delo havi hashitav havi." Right, Enechanami, that those places you mentioned at the beginning of the mishnah, yeah, you can't put the eruv there, but you can put the shtufim avos there. So Gemara says, "Have a base shar v'yachid v'avir the mavui tzrichalei." So no, the chiddush is at the end, that the base shar, that the gatehouse of a single person, of a single family, whatever it is, in that's by itself in the chotzer, what's it called? And the airspace, the mavui, that you can't put the shtuf there is tzrichalei. That's what you need to teach me. Delotana, those cases were not taught earlier. We also learned that Raisa Hanosin is eruvo beveis shara chsadim repasas v'chatzer v'mavui hareze eruv. As the Gemara says, again, if you put your eruv in the beis shara, the gatehouse, and the chsadra porch and the repeset, right, v'chatzer and in the chatzer uva mavui and in the mavui, so that works. The Gemara says, one second, v'atanein ze eruv. Then we learn that that's no good. So the Gemara says, ema hareze shituf. Yeah, no, it's a good shituf mavos. Shituf b'mavui. A little mentor. So Gemara says, one second. One of the cases we said that you can put it in the mavui, a shtuf mavos that's put in the mavui itself, so that's not mentor, that's not guarded. It needs to be in an area that is some sort of shmira, some sort of, people are watching it. So Gemara says, ema b'chotzer sheva mavui. So now, rather, no. We're talking about, not, if you look at the last part of the brisa, right, it says, b'mepeses, uv'chotzer uva mavui. So the Gemara says, no. It means, b'chotzer sheva mavui. Don't say uva chatzer uva mavui. It means no. You can put the shtufim avos in the chatzer that's borders on the mavui. Amar vida mashmul benicha murish hayu mesuvim. Excuse me again. The line we had quoted earlier. If people are eating together v'kiddush shalem hayom and it was erev Shabbos, and sure enough, Friday night hits, and all of a sudden they look up and it's Shabbos. So pas shal shulchan somchin alehen mishum erev. You can use the bread on the table for the erev. Amrila mishum shidduf. And some people say you can even use it for the shtum of a bos. Amar Rabba, and Rabba says v'lo pligi. And there's no machlokas between the two. The price is kam b'masum b'mayis, kam b'masum b'chatzer. Right? It just depends on where you are. If you're in the house, then you can use it for the chatzer. If you're in the chatzer, then you can use it for the mavui. Right? If you're in the house, you can use it for the erev. If you're in the chatzer, you can use it for the shtufa mavos. Amar le abayi le rabba, rabbi said the rabba, tanya de mesayel lecha. I'll bring you a proof that supports you. Eruv yichatzer is bechatzer, shtufa mavos, b'mavui. That's where you place them. And eruv goes in the chatzer, and a shtufa mavos goes in the mavui. V'avi nambad, Gemara says, what are you talking about? We understood about this, that eruv chatzer is bechatzer. How can you put the eruv in the chatzer? V'atran anosnes eruv beis sharach sadrum repeses ain't no eruv. That if you put your Erev in one of these areas that does not qualify as a house, it's no good. So rather, what do we understand? And this is the proof that Abaye wanted to help out and bring for Rabbah. Ema, say, Erev Chatzir is Babayis Sheva Chatzir. Shtufim Bavos, Bechatzir Sheva Mavui. No, you put the Erev for a Chatzir in a house that's in the Chatzir. And you put the Shituf for a Mavui in a Chatzir that's next to them avoy. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.